Everybody, welcome, welcome to Biz Chat, your place of encouragement for faith-based entrepreneurs. Congratulations. You guys are entrepreneurs one more week. Like, we were just behind stages, we were praying for you. Like, it's not an easy journey. So we congratulate you for being here. And we want to always just be here every week to encourage you. So hello, hello. I am your certified business coach, Michelle. Over there is your certified, not only a business coach, but also licensed therapist. Hello. Each week we come here bringing you strategic topics of insight and encouragement to that inner game that leads to a successful outer game of faith-based entrepreneurship. And that's how we launch God-sized dreams into the marketplace and ministry. For those of you asking, Dr. Darlene will be back with us. She is currently moving and writing a book. Bam, that's tough stuff. So yes, she asked for a couple months off and we gladly gave it to her. Cannot wait to see what God is doing through her. So she'll be back with us in December. Today is Friday, November 19th. Gosh, Coach Noel, next week is Thanksgiving.
I know, right?
Thanksgiving. So what are you doing? How's life going? Are you going somewhere for Thanksgiving? We just like to keep it real here, guys. We're going to do some highs and lows of the week. And what you drinking?
I am my pink drink, my faithful pink drink. Yeah. One day we'll do a show on it.
Yeah. It's worth it.
Yeah. It's been, yeah, life-changing for me. So drinking my pink drink, my highs and lows this week are, my high was actually, so you guys, is there an echo? There is an echo on my end. You guys have met Shauna. She's been on as a guest and has been connected to the show here and there. She actually was hired to do an expository study of the book of Esther for International School of the Word. And so, yeah, 2 days this week, I was with her, kind of being her personal assistant, armor bearer, and getting everything that she needs for that. And so I got to listen to that. She just recorded it. It was a marathon. She recorded like segments for 2 days straight. And anyway, oh, and we probably should say, for those of you who saw the advertisement, Destiny has got she's got a sick kiddo. So she's not going to be with us today. So we have come up with a new topic.
Always in the hip pocket. God yeah. has topics for us. Yeah.
Thank you. So this is what we're going to be talking about. And I highlighted a little early just because the topic really came up in studying the book of Esther, right? In hearing about that. And Shauna, those of you who know her know that she is, I call her a vacuum of information. She's got a brilliant mind and she's, she hoovers information. And so she, I've never heard such an in-depth study on the cultural context and all of that that was going on for Esther. And I grew up thinking of it as this like romantic, like amazing story. But it, it wasn't. Like, she got basically kidnapped and trafficked, you know, and it was a tough story. And so when we're talking about grace for your more, this kind of lines up maybe with what we've talked about with counting the cost, right? I do believe that the more we want, the more education and training there's going to need to be. And so the grace is all the more important, right? You know, like Dr. Darlene, how many years was she in school to be able to do brain surgery, you know? So today we will be talking about, if you want more, and usually entrepreneurs do, I know we're not talking to women who are like, okay with status quo, because we're not. Entrepreneurs are not.
Okay, we wish we were. Can I get an amen? Could life just be easy breezy?
We have our moments, but in general, we're pretty driven people. And what does that grace for your more look like? But yeah, so that was my high, was Shauna. I do believe that it's going to be a launch for her. And I've known Shauna many years. And so walking the journey with her from when we were both going through divorces and struggling to see her step into her authority. And she didn't just do the training. She was fully like authority and like she just killed it. And so that was my high for the week. Maybe we have to have her on as a guest.
I love it. Yes, we love having Shauna on. Such a rich amount of info.
And so, yeah, she's got 16 hours worth of material, so we'll have to.
20 minutes with a guest doesn't go too far.
And then my low was probably some things I shouldn't talk about on the air just to be respectful.
Just know they exist. They exist. They do.
If they were about me, you guys know I'm a pretty open book, but when it has to do with the people I love, then you kind of keep it for appropriate times and places. But yeah, so, but it was a good week. And this, even the lows were doable and are going to lead to good things, but there are some people I love are in some tough spaces. Yeah. Like that. What about you, Michelle?
Drinking lots of coffee this morning. When you have your guest cancel 2 hours prior to showtime, you throw on your bad hair day hat. Don't take a shower. Put on that power perfume, your Coco Chanel, and you find a topic.
You figure it out. Yeah.
No, it's actually, whenever this happens, I know God wants to speak. So for you guys who are here, like, buckle up. This means God is in charge of what's coming out of our mouths. We dedicate this time to him. And we have, we just know, we pray before these. I wish you guys could sometimes hear the prayers that come out of each one of us when this these kind of mornings happen, because it is so anointed. Yeah. And we just kind of, like, we just promised God we would show up. And so this is what we do. And he usually has something. So today's topic, Grace for Your More. When we came together and we were on the same page, we're like, okay, this is crazy. Like, we didn't even talk to each other, obviously, with 2 hours to go to showtime. And God was already prepping this topic in both our hearts this week. So, and we didn't even get to have our planning meeting this week. I mean, of all things, that of all weeks,
true.
we didn't have our planning meeting because Coach Noel was helping Shauna. So we had a lot of scrambling to do. So anyway, I want to encourage you guys all that, that whenever things kind of fall apart in business, like, don't panic, because God's got it. He's always got it. And he's always got a way forward, no matter what. So no panicking. Highs and lows. So yeah, this morning, both high and low, like, okay, we always know God's going to show up. Probably another high was watching Coach Noel coach a member of my family and get some major breakthrough. That was so beautiful. So you guys, Coach Noel's with her background in therapy, it's so effortless, I think, for her to do. It's beautiful. So anyway,
aww, thanks.
Yeah, of course. So we intertwine our lives. So, like, I just hope for you guys that you find business partners. And that's why we've created our coaching membership group, like, people who will walk alongside you, because life, this entrepreneur journey is tough as it is. And then, of course, life is happening at the same time. And so that's why we always come on and do highs and lows, because we want you to know. Keeping it real. And if you don't have anybody to share life with, you could share it here. What were your highs and lows? Drop them for us, guys. Do you need prayer for your lows? Do you want us to share your highs? We love when you drop your highs and lows. If you're able to come on with us live, we're always live over on Facebook on Friday. Right now, might change in the new year, but every Friday morning, we try to be over live on Facebook. Next week will be recorded because it's Thanksgiving. So we have a special podcast for you, pre-recorded next week, so you guys can all enjoy with your family. Plug us in, take us on your shopping journey or something, you know.
Scheduled convenience.
There you go. Yes. So highs and lows. Lows. I can't really think of any other things. It was just one of those weeks where, how are we here? How are we at Friday already?
Is it Friday already? Oh, I need a turkey.
Oh, another high. We got our conference next weekend. If you guys haven't registered for Clay Clark.
It's not next weekend, is it?
Well, after
2 weeks. Okay.
Skipping that.
About had a panic attack.
You do get to celebrate Thanksgiving, then I'll see you. When I say the next weekend, you just follow after me. Follow along.
Stay calm.
Hear what I mean, not what I say. So yes, if you have not registered for Clay Clark's conference and you just feel that pokey nudge from the Lord to be in Tulsa, oh my gosh, we would love to have you join us. Clay was here a couple weeks ago dropping a huge discount on his conference, $250 down to $50 if you mention BizChat. So Coach Noel, do you have that link you could just pop up in case people want to?
Will they still give us that deal?
They will. As long as there's tickets, you can.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if there's still
tickets. Yeah, because Bethany just said in the chat that she had to look at it. Girl, do it.
Yes.
We want you to come. It'd be awesome to meet you face to face.
Absolutely. So mm-hmm. I think there's Carrie's husband's coming too. So we got six of us. Yes.
Oh, wow.
I know. So yeah, it's going to be a great couple of weeks back to back with our holiday and then into Clay Clark's conference. So looking forward to that. You guys, shot in the arm whenever you can get to a live conference. Being around people and in the same room, what God does when you're in the room, when you're actually physically in the room, mm-hmm. You can't replace it. So if you can be there, we'd love to have you with us.
Yeah. And I will also just throw this out because I was talking to Shauna about it because Shauna's really excited about it. And I was like, I know something important is going to happen there. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to go. Like really struggling with that. And, but usually that also happens for me because I'm a homebody. Like I don't usually want to go, especially without my family and stuff.
But there will be new food.
Well, there is that.
Noelle's a foodie if you didn't know. Just keep that hanging in front of you. Like you should start planning where we're eating already.
I know. I'll start Googling it. That's a great idea. That will actually help me.
I know. See? I know you. Yes. So if you can make it, we do feel like there's something powerful. I don't know what it is, but we feel like there's definitely something powerful going to happen that weekend. If you don't know who what the heck we're talking about, go back and listen to the podcast with Clay. He is a powerhouse serial entrepreneur.
That was a really good episode. It was.
Yeah. Although it was echoey because I didn't have my mic in the right place.
Dang.
Sorry about that. All right, let's launch into this topic here. Come on, girls. Grace for your more. Say it with me. Let's change it to my, though, not yours. Grace for my more. We were just saying the words all together. Pretty much write this down because one of those words, grace, my, or more, is what you need today. Do you need more grace? Do you need to know that it's just for you? Or do you need to step into the more? And it's a little scary. Or it's been a little overwhelming. Coach Noel, we usually have one of three reactions when God's speaking to us. We want to run. say, no way, I can do that. That was me. Hello, remember?
I do remember.
Don't make me. We're pretty comfortable and we're like, I kind of like comfortable land here. I'm on a nice journey. Whether you're in a nice spot in your entrepreneurial journey or you haven't quite launched that, you're just like, yeah, I'm doing okay. I don't know that I want more. Like that will disrupt the thing. But that's probably one of my most least favorite places for any Christian to be, whether you're an entrepreneur or not. And then there's the third version, which is most people, they hear the more call and just go off running straightway and without the grace. So let's just dive in and make sure that no matter where you are, you guys get a nugget for today of whichever place you are, you feel like you have a little bit more shot in the arm for this journey. And I know, Coach Noel, we were talking about that place where we're comfortable and you are sensing maybe a calling and more, but you don't really want to go there. Why don't we want to go there? why don't we want to go into growth land? And we want to stay a little bit more in comfortable land with our feet planted on firma terra. Yeah. What about that is
there? You know, I know how I would answer this, and I'll be curious to hear what your thoughts on it too are too. But I do believe that, you know, there is an enemy who knows he's lost. Mm. He's lost. He knows that. And he's very angry about it. And his job is to wreak as much havoc as he can, especially in the children of God, right? He hates us with a special hatred. And so I believe that when we go into new areas, it's not that I don't know that I believe he attacks any more than he does at other times, but it's like when we grow into a new area, it's a little unnerving for us because we're learning new skills, we're stretching, we're having our characters refined. Mm-hmm. You know, there are things that have happened to me because of my poor choices or because I didn't have the skill I needed. Mm-hmm. And so God gives us the opportunity to learn those things. And when we're in that process, it's uncomfortable, mm-hmm. you know? And so, yeah. So I think that that's a lot, you know, how many times, you know, have I started thinking about a fear or something I think will happen and I stop. Like I make that a reality when right now it's just a thought, but it stops me. And I have felt a little convicted on that, you know, in thinking through the book of Esther and, you know, some of the things that I've been hearing this week is how many times am I the one that stops myself from my more? And I don't give God the chance to give me grace because what we know is that as we do it, we learn it.
Exactly.
You know, and if we don't, we don't.
And if we don't, we don't mature. And I think that's the biggest thing. Like if you're choosing comfort, you're choosing a lack of maturity too. God can't really mature us if we're going to stay in the status quo place where it's comfortable. There's a depth to the journey with God and he will take us to a deeper relationship with him. I always say, you know, the best self-help program is entrepreneurship, right? Because you will learn things about yourself and about God that you didn't know was even possible. And probably the toughest thing I see is Christians still responding in the same way they did when I knew them 20 years ago, 15 years ago, 10 years ago. I don't see a maturing process. And I kind of have to, you know, find a, that's why, you know, we connect with entrepreneurs so much is because so many of us are growing at this incredibly beautiful rate. And we kind of need each other to pull each other along. Like, yeah, girl, go, you've got it. And keep encouraging each other because a lot of times our friends are kind of over here in comfort land and then not really growing and maturing. And it's tough to watch. Would you agree? Like, it's tough to see people kind of stay stagnant and not really mature out of a viewpoint or a point of view or a way of looking at things like a depth. Like I just see kind of the superficial response pattern and not really understanding like God's got so much more for you. So if you're at this place where you're like, oh no, I'm comfy girls, don't ask me. Here's your little push. That is so beautiful because there's a more and there's a depth with God and there's a maturing that and we want to walk with you through that. So yeah, people agreeing there. Let's
move on. Listen, I gotta highlight this before we move on. Stella Smith says, is that why I don't fit in? Yes, but it's why you fit in here. That was so good. Yeah.
Yes, you nailed it. You nailed it. You nailed it. It is. There's a lot of times where we feel like we just kind of don't fit quite the way we used to with our groups, our friends. Because it's just, we're moving at such a beautiful pace. Carrie Brown, yeah, that's beautiful. So good.
Yeah.
So the other response, the other part of this is that sometimes we press so hard in anxiety because we want to please God. We don't want to fail ourselves, our family members, our expectations of what it's supposed to look like. That we push so hard, we can't even see straight anymore because we aren't stepping into the grace available. Coach Jamal, how can we step into the grace when we are really pressing hard and we can't even see straight anymore? We don't even know if we're supposed to be here anymore. Did we take a wrong turn, a left turn, a right turn? How do we get back on the trail? Am I even on the trail anymore? I can't see straight. The clarity has left because we are pushing so hard for success, listening to so many voices. We just can't even hear clearly anymore. Where's the grace? How do we step into the grace for your more?
I think that might look a little different. And you guys here who are live, tell us in the chat what stepping into the grace looks like for you. But for me, often it starts with just getting quiet first, like getting out of the noise in my head. I remember when I was in early recovery, 12 steps were really pivotal for my journey of healing. That was kind of where God started me out. And I heard a guy say in the meeting once, he said, my brain is a dangerous place. I don't go in there alone.
Ooh,
isn't that so good?
Whoa. Back up, say that again.
He said, my brain is a dangerous place. I don't go in there alone.
And that sort of like take every thought captive.
Yeah. And how often our brains kind of sabotage us, you know? And so stepping into grace is often stopping, shutting out the noise, shutting down the dangerous in my head and getting really connected to God and then moving forward. And Bethany, I'm putting it up for you. Bethany was asking for the
clay thing. Yep. Yeah. So I have too, that it's a co-laboring effort. Like if you're plowing your field alone and you all of a sudden feel like you're free falling, probably you unyoked from the yoking up with Christ. And so it's, for me, the grace is actually coming back under that protective yoke, that this is something he called you to. He prepared you for, he prepared the territory for you. He built you for your territory. Everything about this process is meant to be a co-laboring effort. And so if we've stepped out of that co-laboring yoke, we're probably a little confused. It'd be like a cow, one of them, or the oxen, like getting loose to be running all over, destroying the field instead of plowing it and putting in nice straight, organized path forward. So if your path forward doesn't look clear and straight, like I just want to encourage you, like Coach Noel said, to get quiet and re-yoke up with God, like ask him for the vision, where he's taking you. He tells us, you're no longer slaves, but friends, and a friend knows what the Father's up to. He wants to tell you what the Father's up to. He wants all of us to know what he's up to, not just blindly taking each step. So if that's you today and it feels a little, discombobulated, I want to encourage you to like we know we run, we charge forward, like but we have to do it yoked or we're gonna find ourselves sort of free falling. Let's move on to this response of, okay, if God's asking you to step into the more, it is your more. When you say I can't do that, what can't you do? What part of it's likely something that was somebody else's more. Not for you more, is yours. It's going to look different than everybody else's. Even people who are doing the exact same MLM, you know, multi-level, they do it differently. It's your own for you. And I think so many times we want to run because we, in our head, like you were saying earlier, we imagine it's going to be this thing that it doesn't need to be. It's going to look like somebody else's thing that it doesn't need to look at. How can we yoke up with grace when that's what we're doing, is we're running from it. We're running from it. No way. No how. I ain't doing it. No.
You know, my head went in a totally different direction for a second here because I usually have the opposite thing. I'm usually like, God, I have the grandiose, I go the grandiose direction. Like, God, I am ready. Lay it on me. And he doesn't, because he knows that's not true.
Yeah, you don't, if you knew the whole thing, you'd run. Yeah, right. You would be like the rest of us going, no way.
Yeah, right. So I totally, my brain went in a completely different direction. So you have to tell me that what you asked again.
So for the people running the other way, because they do see the big picture, how do we yoke up with grace when it is something that all of a sudden just feels too big, too overwhelming? What is going on here that we can't accept your more, my more? It's just for us. We know God prepared it just for us. What's going on that we can't accept the grace to step into what was meant just for us?
I'm going to go a practical direction, because we always already said, like, link up under the yoke, get quiet, you know, get connected to his brain, not yours. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the spiritual stuff that needs to happen. I think from a practical perspective, doing the next little step. Like, for example, I'm surprised I didn't put this on one of my highs and lows, but I think maybe it was last week. I talked about how I struggle with tech. You guys have heard me over time talking about that. And I have committed to blogging more regularly and spent all afternoon trying to figure out the tech. And I was furious. And so for me, what that looked like, and the grace was, okay, the grace was, you ladies, a lot of you know Lauren Moore, right? Lauren and I talked about me hiring her a while ago, and then, you know, COVID and all the stuff. So it just kind of got left. And by the time, and so when this thing happened, and I thought, here I go, spinning out, wasting time on tech, which is not what I'm called to do. And Marcel and I talked about it and decided it was time to hire somebody to help with the tech. And grace was that Lauren and I had already talked. Lauren already knows what I'm about. She is passionate about my kingdom purpose, and she's completely on board. And she had shifted her business model. I don't need 20, 30 hours. Really, probably all I need is 4 to 5 a week right now. And so grace was God lining up what I was going to need and me being willing to take the next step. So instead of doing more years of banging my head against the wall with technology, like, okay, God, how can I trust you that there's going to be revenue to bring somebody on and pay them regularly and yoke up with him? Because you know what? Lauren likes to do the stuff that I hate. Like, it lights her fire.
You do this.
So, yeah, I think
I love it. I think there is one thing. Like, I remember when I was struggling before we even launched any of this, God just asked me, why won't you do it? Mm. Ask God to give you the answer to that. Like, why don't you want to do it? Mm-hmm. Why don't you want to do the next thing? What is it that is scary or fearful or any of these things holding you back? Where's the pullback for you? And when I went to him and I was like, because I don't want to be in the limelight where people throw rocks at me. He's like, well, what if I put up a shield in front of you? Will you do it then?
Yeah.
You do that? Like, I couldn't even wrap my mind around. How's that now? Okay, well, if I do, what else? He's like, and what else? I was like, I'm not going to have the words to say. Well, what if I put the words in your mouth? And you guys, this is why I am able to hit the freaking go live button every single time, is he promised me from day one, he would put the words in my mouth. So we show up every week for you guys because he said he'd be here too. So yes, that is why we show up and why we want you guys here and why we want you in our membership, because he shows up. He promises he'll show up, and he will show up for you. If there's a scary next step, I'm telling you, he will. Ask him why you're afraid of that next step, why you won't go there. I believe there's the most beautiful conversation for you to have with him right now. If there's something that you can't do next, where you don't feel like you can do right now. So with that, Coach Noel, I feel like we just need to pray over for people, like, that whatever it is, whether it's not being able to see the grace that's available, whether not being able to see that it's a my thing, not a your thing, it's just for you, or whether the more is a fearful thing, like, whatever it is, whichever one of those three for each one of our peeps here that will hear in the future now. Pray over them, please, that they would just hear from God today.
God, thank you for showing up. Thank you for showing up when Michelle and I are tired of hearing ourselves talk and when we ask you to speak for us. And God, I felt your presence today and I'm grateful. And so what I pray now is that for the women who are listening now and those who listen in the future, that you will, your spirit will quicken them for the word or the sentence or the idea that is for them today, God, that they will go out today encouraged, that they will go into Thanksgiving grateful for all that you are for us, God. I feel like there's more, but it's not coming to me yet. If you have questions or prayer requests, go ahead and put those in the top, in the comments too. But, can you pray for a minute, Michelle?
Love this too. Joyce Ann said, there's always more. So Lord, we just pray for the more to be released right now from heaven. We're asking right now for the heavenly assets to come down, to be delivered to each one of these ladies, exactly what they need, whether they need a special provision of grace to yoke up with you, whether they need to hear from you that it is going to look different than anybody else's path and journey, and that you are right there ready to yoke up beside them, along them, for them. You are the clarity giver, the way maker. That you have all of this for them, in front of them, Lord. And there's not a reason to be discouraged today. Mm-hmm. And there is, there's hope and there is purpose and there is a plan, and that you want to reveal it because you call us into yoking up with what the Father is up to, and you want us to know exactly what that is. So right now, Lord, just give everybody a sense of your love and your beautiful path for each one.
Yeah. And so I'm just going to throw this out, girls. Sometimes a lot when I pray for people, I see things not in the natural that are in the spiritual realm. And I feel like God just told me that he has a special love and grace for the women in our little community. And I saw lots of angels dancing around. I just saw them like with joy about who you ladies are. So I'm getting a little choked up here. But know that there is a special love, that there is something, I get a sense that there is something really special that he has for you. And you know, what's the text? Don't despise small beginnings. Do you guys remember where that is? We've started small. You guys have been our little band. And I feel like God wants to honor that. Like that you who gave us a chance as we were starting and took the risk to start the membership group. And so God, and what I'm asking now is that you would confirm this in each of them, that there would be a concrete blessing or awakening in the natural that confirms what I'm saying, because we're to test the prophetic, right? So don't take my word for it. So I'm asking God for a confirmation that they know is specific to them, God, in this next week, just to confirm this. And God, I thank you for the honor they have given us to trust us as we started this journey. And I pray that we will always honor and love them well, God. Okay. Zechariah 4:10, Bethany said, good things. Yes.
There it is. Everybody's popping in. Yeah. Zachariah said, 4:10. All right, ladies. Thank you so much for being with us today. And membership group, we hope to have Bethany, or not Bethany, Destiny. Same.
Bethany too.
yes, later today. So anyway, thank you for being with us. We just love you guys. We want you to have just a blessed week, and we will have a live or a recorded podcast for you next Thanksgiving Friday. And we have a blessed Thanksgiving and find wonderful things to be thankful for. in this very place in your journey. And we will see you, it'll be 3 weeks because we have another recorded episode while we're away, but we might pop in live from Clay Clark Conference.
Yeah. I hope that we can do that. Maybe with some good interviews.
Yes. Hope to meet some amazing peeps to say hello to. So check back to this page. We might just be going live during that week as we are in Tulsa. All right. Take care, everyone. We are so grateful you were here today.
Yeah. Love you guys. Bye.